New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My wonderful co-host, Andrea, is away today. I am so excited about today's show. I have to say, sometimes I get a little down on social media because it can bum me out, different things going on. But when I look at the bright side, and by the bright side, I mean making connections with like-minded people that are into healthy living, that are into social justice, that are into the things that make me smile, I get so excited. And I made friends with a fantastic woman. Her name is Kai Archinard. Kaita is her full name. I call her Kai. And she is wonderful. We're going to be talking all about natural living, her transition into that. I love this topic title, The Jagged Road to Organic Living. And she's got a lot to share. Kai, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you on. Now, I mentioned that I call you Kai, but do most people call you Kai or Kaitha? Both are beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, Kaitha is just it's my regular, it's my first name, but my mother gave me the name Kai. So she was
nice.
Really the only person for a long time that called me that.
Oh, and when did you decide to have other people call you that too? Oh, good. Okay. So we're all good with that.
Yeah. No,
all right.
It's okay. Yeah. It just kind of stuck. And after she had passed away, it was just something that I just decided to just let everyone call me so I could hear it more often.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, you know, you've been through a lot. So I've gotten to know Kai through Twitter, and then we've been in touch off Twitter, which is nice, and talked on the phone and text each other and stuff. But I asked her to send her the bio because we need people's bios for the show. And when I read it, I'm like, oh my gosh, you have been through a lot. And I want you to share with us, you know, this jagged road to organic living. Talk about some of the things you've gone through, and then we'll jump more into what you're doing now and the wonderful natural products that you make and so much more. So just give us a little bit about your experience.
Well, I say jagged road because it took a long time to convince my family, to convince my friends that I wasn't going through some midlife crisis and just dragging my family through, you know, this painful experience. You know, it was, they were nervous, you know, they see organic, like most people see it as, now we're just going to eat grass every day. Like, what is going on? You know, so it was very difficult, you know, teaching and training the kids to think differently and do things differently. And my in-laws trying to help them understand that I was not, you know, treating my kids horribly by not giving them certain things. And so, yeah, it was an uphill battle.
Oh, I bet. And speaking of uphill battle, I mean, if you want to share a little bit about your upbringing and some of the things that you went through and the different, as you put, roller coaster ride in your many different directions, you were actually forced to change your life path when you were young.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, I went to college because that was definitely something we were expected to do. But I knew that my end game and my calling in life was to take over my parents' church. And it didn't work out that way. So I kind of went into a totally different direction after they found out that I was gay and they did not want to have any part of that or me. So that path of my life was gone. And it was like, okay, now what?
That is so hard. And by the way, the oh my goodness wasn't about that you're gay. The oh my goodness, because I said it too early, was about the fact that your parents didn't want that. That must have been so incredibly hard. I can't even imagine.
Yes, it was, because you don't really think that there's something that will turn your parents against you. You know, I had a much closer relationship with my mother. It was more in secret, because she didn't want to, she was a typical, you know, Christian woman, you know, I'm not going to go against my husband type of person. So I did respect that. So it was a lot of sneaking around when it came to seeing my mother and sending her pictures of the kids and things like that. But, as far as my father, he made it very clear it was basically over and done and whatever. So, you know, the life that I thought that I was going to have and raise my children in was just, it was gone. So it was off to plan B.
Wow. And that, I mean, it's so difficult when you have to pick up like that. I'm glad you were able to still have a relationship with your mom. I mean, it sounds like obviously it wasn't ideal, but I'm glad that you had something with her. But that's still really, really hard. But that idea that you said about the Christian woman saying, I'm not going to go against my husband, that's tough.
Yes. So, I mean, I had to respect her in that light, you know, but there's sometimes that I'm, you know, kind of upset with her for that. But, you know, I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Sometimes you got to just get what you can get, which is really tough. Well, you've done so much.
Right,
I want to talk about what you've done with your life. I mean, you have a wonderful wife and you have wonderful children, and we have something else in common. We both have children on the spectrum. So you've had a life with challenges in this way with your kids.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough trying to make changes, I think, with neurotypical kids. But with kids on the spectrum, what's it been like trying to get them to transform their habits? Or maybe I should ask, how old were they? Like, did you start this very young, getting them eating healthy? Because then they kind of get used to it. Or was it something that they were older and you're like, okay, now I need to, you know, for people who don't know.
Well, first, it was definitely not a, you know, a sit down conversation and let's do this and, you know, let's have this happy journey together. It was not that at all. It was, you know, life or death decision. I'm done with dying. We need to fix this. So, you know, at that time, my wife had breast cancer, stage 3 breast cancer. And, you know, we had to make changes right away. So my oldest, I think she was 9 years old then. So it was very hard for her. The first thing that came out of her mouth was like, what's going to happen to ice cream? You know, and I'm like, I think they have organic ice cream. I'm almost certain that they have organic ice cream. So I think you'll be okay. You know, so it was this struggle from the beginning, just with a 9 year old. You know, the little ones, they were 2 years old, so they were going to come up in it regardless. So it didn't really matter to them. But when they saw me gut out the pantry, they were kind of terrified. Because it's like, you know, I was looking, you know, stage 3 breast cancer, that's frightening, you know, for the person going through it and for a family. And we had young children and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, so it's like I went into this caregiver mode, like I need to try to figure out how to make her better. And then once I started to really look at the labels and reading all the, you know, about the toxins and stuff like that, it was like, oh my God, everything we're eating is terrible. Oh my God. So I'm literally losing my mind. I got the trash can in front of the pantry. I'm throwing stuff out, giving stuff away to my in-laws. And I'm like, just get it out of this house. And then the kids are like, okay, now we have like no food. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. So, it was a total gut and rebuild.
That's incredible. You know, I used to go into people's homes when my daughter was a baby as a health and lifestyle coach, and I would, you know, go in their homes and clean out their pantry. And I remember and teach them to cook and take them shopping. And I remember the looks on their kids' faces. It's like, my Pop-Tarts, how am I going to live? You
know? Yes. Awful. Isn't it terrible? I mean, I've done that with so many, you know, friends, and they're like, you know, my kids hate you.
Yes.
You know, in the beginning, they're like, what now? You know, but it was the first thing I did to really help my daughter. I when I coach people, I say, okay, the first thing you have to do is write a list of your must-have, things that you cannot live without. You know, if it's your ice cream, be honest about it. Your ice cream, if you need to have chips, just put it, it's okay. And then now go on a field trip with your kids and try to find substitutes that they can deal with. And that's what we did. It took a couple trips, you know, tasting things that, no, this one's not good, or we like this one. And that's how we started to rebuild our pantry with things that were clean. And that, let's get the must-haves out of the way so that the kids can tolerate the change and they can see that it can taste good and it's going to be okay.
That is such great advice. You know, it's funny. I've been doing this podcast with Andrea Donsky. She's the creator of NaturallySavvy.com, mm-hmm. which is a fantastic website. And we connected because she came on my show, It's Your Health, to talk about her book, Unjunk Your Junk Food. And it's amazing because mm-hmm. it'll have the crap potato chips next to ones that have, you know, use avocado oil or better oil. Yes. They'll have the, you know, non-dairy coconut milk ice cream, which is much lower in sugar, or they'll have, and it has all these things that I think the natural ones actually taste better. And it's such a great book. But anyway, yes. So it made me think of that. That's a really good idea. But you went like so much further than this, Kai, because you make your own stuff. I mean, that's what I'm so impressed with. Like, how did you build up to that? Because I guess I'm sure at first when you're making these healthy changes, you're going to buy the healthy things, right? Like you're talking about. But then you started to get in your kitchen and be like, okay, I'm going to make some of this stuff. So how did that come about?
Well, when we first did the change, I knew that I had to change myself first so that I could get them on board. So I went on a 14-day fast, completely no food for 14 days and nights. Just juicing and water, because I needed to kind of reboot my brain and my taste buds so that I can approach this change with a clear head. You know what I mean? And then, you know, once we started to pull in like the different types of cleaner proteins and vegetables, and I was like, wait a minute, you know, I'm still putting the same spices and stuff on my clean food. So I need to clean up that also. You know, it's like you don't think about that. You know, I'm still putting the crap salt on. I'm still putting the sugar that's not good. I'm still putting on, and it's like, wait, I got to fix that too. So I had to now gut out my seasoning cabinet, you know, and I'm starting to put things together with intention. Like I wanted to make sure that it had good flavor, but it had the herbs and spices that was actually going to help our bodies internally. Because, you know, like I said, we were dealing with the cancer, dealing with, you know, the doctor told me my cholesterol was so high. He's like, why haven't you had a stroke and a heart attack yet? I don't get it.
Oh, no.
You know, so I needed to make sure that there was stuff that I was constantly putting in our food that was going to detox us and that was going to help get rid of the inflammation, which, you know, inflammation is what causes every bad thing that happens in your body.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. And the standard American diet feeds that big time.
Yes, yes.
So what was it like coming up with the different like spices? How did you know? Did you just have to do a lot of trial and error? Because you have a company, justgoodflavorcompany.com, where you can get your organic and natural seasoning. So what was it like? Was there a lot of tasting and testing involved? And like, this is good. This is too salty. This is too this, you know?
Yeah, it was a fun process. But my little son, the boy twin, he's 7 now, but at the time he was 5 and loves to cook, loves to get in there and mix stuff up. And so it was really me and him just in the kitchen, putting stuff together. And this took about a year to get this recipe right. And a lot of barbecues, you know, a lot of people coming over to cook, to test these things out. And it was like, okay, well, this one is not quite right. And I think I need to brighten this up a little bit, or I need to add a little bit more depth. And then one day I made, what did I make? I think it was a rack of ribs. I don't know. It was for like a birthday party or something. And my son tasted it. And I said, so do you like it? What do you think? What do you want to call it? You know, after he told me, he was like, this is really great. I said, well, what do you want to call it? And he said, I don't know, just good. So that's where we got the name from. And I was like, you're a genius. Oh my gosh. That is perfect. Just good flavor.
It is perfect.
Much more perfect can you get?
So I know. See, that's as good to ask kids.
He named the company.
Oh, I love that. So and then you also have... It's really good. JustGoodFlavorCompany.com. And you also have organic and natural body care product line at loveitnatural.net. So talk to us about some of these.
Yes. Well, it's funny because if like years ago, if people had asked me, okay, oh, how'd you put this together? How'd you do this? I would have just said, oh, you know, trial and error and research and whatever. But the funny thing is a few years ago, my aunt called me. And she said, this after she found out that I was making all of these body products, And she told me, she said, you know, your grandmothers used to do the same thing. They used to make salves and ointments and oils, and because they believed that healing comes from nature. And I was like, and it kind of just hit me in a different place. Like, you know, all of this stuff that I was doing was not just out of the sky. You know, it clearly was something in me. And I, at that point, felt that my footsteps were really just guided to all of the information that I needed to put these things together, because it had been done before by my ancestors. So it was just
awesome.
Kind of a spiritual thing after realizing that, you know, small fact about my family.
Do you have that story on your website?
No.
You should put that on, because stuff like that is so good. I only know that because a friend of mine just asked David Pollack. He's great. We used to do a beauty show together. And I remember I showed him my website and he's like, where's the about me? Where's the personal stories? Where's the, you know, and then that was such an inspiration for my book too, to, you know, make it part memoir. Cause you're telling me that story. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to buy your products even more. So I had to bring that up. So I want to see that on your site, girl, because that would be awesome.
Oh, wow. And that's the one thing. I don't have a personal website, but I probably should.
Yeah. Well, because that would be really nice. So what are some of the things that you sell on loveitnatural.net?
Oh, my two best sellers that people just really can't live without right now, I kind of sell it at least every week. I sell it. It's the deep pain oil, because I actually use peppers to make that. And it's capsaicin from the peppers that helps to get rid of nerve pain, any type of pain, injury pain. And I have a lot of clients that have sent me emails like, you know what, these pain medications, I'm just taking more and more and more and more. I need something. They tried it, and now they are buying it every single month instead of the pain medication.
Oh, that's
because
awesome. I gotta
the
try
pain
that.
Medicine is really just, it's dulling it, but it's not helping to take it away and help to break it up. And, you know, and that nerve pain, you know, if you've had nerve pain, there's really nothing that's going to take away, you know, a shooty nerve pain without really being groggy all day. And who wants that? You know what I mean? You can't function. And that was one of my client's complaints, is that she was taking all this medicine, but she couldn't do anything else all day. You know, she was dragged. She had to stay in the bed. She was afraid to drive because there was too much medication. And I said, well, just try it. I designed it first because my wife was having so much chemo pain. And the medicine that they were putting her on just had her sleeping and waking and still waking up in a lot of pain. So I started to put this together. It took me probably about a month to get it to where she said, this feels great. And it stuck ever since. And I literally had been making it just for her for years until other people got wind of it. And it's like, okay, can I use that? You know, cause she's not taking pain medicine. I need that. And if you know anyone that's had chemotherapy and the Neulasta shots and all that, it's painful. It is nothing fun about chemo and radiation and, you know, and those Neulasta shots you have to come back for. So she really suffered. So this was something I had to do.
Now, how do you get the oil out of the peppers? You just cook them and it boils down, or?
Well, you kind of, you, how can I say, put them in alcohol and actually draw the capsaicin out of it. And it takes months to really get as much capsaicin out of that pepper as I can. And then I transfer it into the oil and then let that sit for about a month so that it can totally absorb the oil. So yeah, it is a long process. So I make large batches at a time so that I don't really run out. When I get half of the stock, then it's time for me to start doing, because I know that it's going to take me a long time to make this by hand.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a lot of work. Now, what's the other product? You mentioned there was two main products that you sell a lot.
Oh, yeah, the hair oil, which also is made from the same capsaicin. She was totally bald. She had, you know, lost all her hair with the chemo. And people were wondering, you know, where is all this hair coming from? Like, her hair is longer now than it's ever been in her whole life. And it just started to grow back, got back thick and curly and long. And it was just rubbing this stuff on her head, her bald head, you know, every couple of days. And it just started to grow. I was using it, also used it on my 3-year-old at the time because she had shaved part of her hair as 2-year old, as 2 and 3-year old.
Oh, now. Yes.
So she got some scissors and her brother decided to have at it. So I was like, okay, let me put it was a mess. Like, she had no bangs. She was like this. I'm following,
I remember my
a
sister
trail
did
of
that
hair
when she was
on
young.
The floor. Oh, I was like, this is terrible. So I just put on her hair. It wasn't because I wanted her hair to be long or whatever. I needed those patches to come back. So they started to grow. And I'm telling you, I posted pictures on my Facebook page. Her hair went from her shoulders to midway her back. So
that's incredible.
It definitely works. And that capsaicin is going to, it stimulates your scalp and it's going to really, you know, boost the blood flow to your follicles and everything. And it really works. And there's no chemicals in there.
That is fantastic. Ooh, I got to
try that. Absolutely no chemicals. Yeah.
That sounds great.
And it's good for all types of hair because it's not very heavy. So, you know, if you have very fine hair or if you have very thick hair or kinky hair, it's going to work across the board.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know, the time goes by so fast. I want to mention that you have a children's book, A Friend for Justice. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have you back. But in just a couple sentences, tell us about it. And then I'll definitely have you back as soon as I can, because I think it's so important.
Well, a few sentences. I started the book as just stories for my kids at home, because I wanted to try to help them to learn healthy emotion and how to deal with some of the struggles that they had been having. So kind of revisiting situations that they have been through so that they can kind of look at it with a different perspective and learn from it. So that's where the story comes from. It's actually, they're all true stories. And this particular story is about my son and the new baby we brought home when we were having his little brother, and he had a lot of emotions going on and a lot of things happening with him with dealing with having another little person coming in the house. And for him to, you know, go through that situation, reading it really opened his eyes and really helped him connect a little bit more to his brother. And it was just great. And I just decided it was time to, you know, maybe I should publish it and help somebody else.
That is such a common issue. I mean, you're amazing, Kai. I mean it. You're making your own natural stuff. You have these wonderful spices. You are writing children's books. You are just absolutely incredible. And I'm so honored to have had you on the show. Before I let you go, I do need to thank our sponsor this month, because without them, we wouldn't have the show. Emerald Health Bioceuticals. They developed the world's first cannabis-free and hemp-free endocannabinoid support supplements to address today's most common health concerns without the stigma, legality, or drug testing concerns associated with hemp and cannabis. Their award-winning condition-specific products are expertly formulated with their science-backed proprietary PhytoCan complex, a powerful blend of cannabis-free herbs and botanicals that activate the endocannabinoid just as effectively as CBD for sleep, inflammation, mood, anxiety, and cognition. You can visit them at www.emeraldhealthbio.com to learn more. All right. I want to learn more about you, Kai, and I know our listeners do too. So give us your websites and your social media handles.
I don't have a personal website, but you can find me on Twitter, and I'm MSKY, Miss Kai, and it's at LesMom75. And then all of my other Twitters are the names of my company. So there's Just Good Flavor. And the Love It Natural, this love_it_natural. And the websites for the products are the same, loveitnatural.net and justgoodflavor.com. And we're also on Facebook also with the same name.
Great. And you do a lot of wonderful videos where you talk about children and suicide. Another reason I have to have you back. What's your YouTube channel?
Yes. It's Miss Kai A. So it's MSKY and a capital A.
Well, Kai, I want to thank you so much. You're just amazing. I am so thankful for Twitter. I'm so happy that you're my friend and you're doing such great work out in the world. I want to thank you again. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can find us on social media on Twitter at Andrea Donsky, at Your Radio MD, at Naturally Savvy, and Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening and stay well.